It's the opening night of Capstone CrossFit, following a nearly 2 month long shutdown, a duration no one could have anticipated.
A special workout, and it's called the Filthy 50. There's also
That's head trainer Jared Francis. Unlike the thousands laid off during the shutdown, he actually got this job at the start of it. The gym lost five of their trainers as soon as the university closed, and so they brought him on board. He's been leading virtual classes for the last 2 months. It's the first time he's meeting his students face to face.
To the tires. After you cowboy walk,
he leads the group of 9 attendees through their warm-up, preparing their bodies for the first intense workout of the night. Box jumps. The room buzzes with energy as people get ready for their first group workout in 2 months.
Down to the AC unit. External rotate to the tires. And then turn around and hang out.
We were always prepared for rainy days. We were never prepared for a 3 month crap storm. I don't think anybody was.
Tracy Wilson owns Capstone CrossFit, along with a chiropractic center, a restaurant / retail shop, and a property company, each impacted in a different way. Because so many of the people at his gym were college students, membership immediately took a huge hit. But still, he says adapting the gym to life with COVID was pretty simple. It was shifting the restaurant and the store that was a struggle.
I think like anybody that owned a business in this, you worked harder doing stuff that you'll never do again and stuff that really doesn't matter to your business, but stuff you had to do to survive this.
Now that the gym is back up and running, sanitation is their top priority. According to Wilson, social distancing and fresh air were already well woven into CrossFit to begin with. And through this trying time, he says, the biggest lesson he's learned is the importance of community, a sentiment echoed by tonight's attendees.
The thing about CrossFit is really about the community. They make lifelong friends here at the gym, and so that's probably taken a toll, but we've all stayed connected over Facebook and stuff like that.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson. Follow our COVID coverage at ktdz.org and send us your stories through Twitter and Instagram at TTU Public Media. Support for this program comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Texas Mutual is distributing dividends to eligible policyholders 2 months early, along with other community relief actions. More at texasmutual.com/dividends.